music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
I want to welcome to the studio Alan Bracken. You may remember Alan, he used to come into Mark. And Alan is on the Fianna Fáil Committee of 15. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, how are you?
Hiya, and thanks very much for coming in. Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Many people in the media, the polls, yeah. You wouldn't really think even up to last week he'd be in the position he would be in now. There are five area concerns that we'd have with Trump at the moment. One would be the 50,000 undocumented Irish in the US. Mm. Number two would be our multinationals, because part of his program was 35% corporation tax down to 15%, and relocation from multinationals go back to the US at 10%, which could really affect our economy here. Three is trade. He wasn't a big fan of the TPP. And number four is border control and visa programs. One of them is going to affect a lot of students. Would be want to abolish the J1 program, which gave a lot of Irish people and Irish students a lot of opportunities in the US during the summer to enhance their own CV and their college program as well.
Yeah, it's early days yet, so we have to sit back and wait and see. Yeah. Maybe he'll tone down a bit, or you know, it's all there to. But the next 12 months will be very, very interesting.
Yeah, especially with Brexit as well.
Yeah, Brexit, and things are changing.
Yeah, the world is changing a lot more faster.
I think people, austerity and things like that, people are annoyed and are going the other way, you know. Brexit wasn't expected, Trump wasn't expected, so
yeah,
people are speaking. Anyway, we'll wait. It's a bit early to be talking about what's going to happen under Trump, you know, but people are concerned. Just explain to the listeners, the Committee of 15, what's that all about?
Committee of 15 is part of the Fianna Fáil National Executive. So every Ardesh, you'd have to get nominated by your local area, or you have to have five nominations first to be nominated for. Committee 15 is built up by seven females, seven males, and one person from Northern Ireland. At the same election, there is five vice presidents' role as well that takes pay in the same election. Two are from the parliamentary party, and then three are from the membership. So same as like a local election or election a convention, your name would be on a ballot paper. And you'd have to go around beforehand. You'd say go on the canvas trail. So I'd been to Cork, Limerick, Belfast. I'd go to local organisation, explain everything that I've done in the past, what I'm hoping to achieve going forward, and ask them for your number one vote or.
Are these Fianna Fáil organisations you're going to talk to?
Yeah, Fianna Fáil organisations.
And what's the job of the Committee of 15, the National Executive?
Committee of 15, would represent members' concerns. If they didn't want to go to a constituency delegate, and then there are subcommittees in it. So we have organisation on the Northern Ireland Committee. So you'd have certain section that members would work on for the party itself.
So it's a Fianna Fáil interior?
Yeah, internal.
Okay, we're going to talk about local things that are happening locally, and also Fianna Fáil post budget.
Yeah.
You know, so what's happening locally at the moment?
What happened? Locally at the moment, we'd have Sean Hottie. He would be representing as our TD. He's representing our community at the moment. He's out about doing clinics. We have two counsellors in the Clontarf ward. We have Sean Paul Matten, who got the co-option from Sean Hottie. We have Deirdre Heaney, who's down the Clontarf ward. Then we have Tom Bravison, who is in the Beaumont Donaghmede ward. He recently he ran for the Shannon, but unfortunately he didn't get enough votes on this occasion. But he's now our Dublin City leader in the group in Dublin City Council. He took over after the general election from Councillor Paul McAuliffe, which is in a neighbouring constituency in Dublin North East.
Yep. And there's a lot of issues in our area, in the catchment area, and you mentioned the Beaumont. The housing in Beaumont was an issue.
Yep.
It seems to have started out 100% social housing was granted, and people were a bit nervy about what was going to happen, you know.
Yeah, and even the sewage plant,
yeah,
which is still ongoing, which is between from Dublin City Council and Dublin Fin Gael, on the borderline there, which is literally up the road on the end, on the just on the N32. They're hoping to go ahead with that, so a lot of people have concerns regarding that as well.
Yeah, and
even moving of bus stops lately as well,
and changing the numbers on buses,
and changing the number on buses. It's sometimes the small things, and a lot of people forget. It's easy for, say, maybe for my generation, to go onto Google or Facebook or Twitter and get the message out there. But we have to remember Dublin North Central is the oldest demographics, actually, in Dublin. Which is the old Dublin North Central, part of Dublin Bay North, and not all these people are all online, you know, so we need to make sure we...
Yeah, and elderly people will get confused, what is it? I think the 20B is now to 14.
Yeah.
For some... Is there any reason behind these changes?
It's just wherever the structure is in Dublin Bus. I think it's more for across city. Instead of going, say, the 20B would go, say, in city centre, and it'd go all the way over to... Tallaght, or the 14 goes all the way over to Dundrum now, so.
But just, yeah. Now, as you were saying, there's a lot of local issues, and one of the issues we've discussed here in RFM on numerous occasions with the residents' associations is the housing scheme that's being planned for the Oscar Traynor Road up here.
Yeah.
And the amount of housing that's going into, the amount of people that are going to move into, and the amount of traffic that it's going to create.
Yeah.
Would you liaise with county councillors and stuff like that, and go back to your members and report about what things that are going on?
We'll report what would be going on. That would be a Dublin City Council. Yeah. That would be a matter for the councillors, you know. And they would work with residents and take their concerns to Dublin City Council and bring it forward. On the Oscar Traynor Road, a lot of people are concerned maybe about traffic as well, and probably just the infrastructure up there, you know. But we have to remember as well, we do have a housing crisis. There has been an increase of women, men and children in the last 18 months, and it is a big concern for the capital, you know.
Yeah, no, as far as I know, they're not objecting to the actual houses. It's just the worry of the infrastructure and the
traffic,
you know, schools,
and Oscar Traynor Road is bad enough traffic,
it is,
as it is with the number of traffic lights.
Yeah, it's one lane really, because the other lane is a bus lane. You know?
Yeah, it could really do be widening, you know, but you can't really, because it's not really.
Yeah,
it's possible on one side. You're kind of going into the pitch a bit, but
are there any other local issues now you'd like to mention?
Maybe crime as well. A lot of people with the hour after going back, you know. It is darker now. People probably to be more aware, maybe leave a light on in the porch. Make sure everywhere is locked. Make sure you have a good lock if you have a garden shed. And just make sure you don't leave your key underneath your mats
Underneath a rock.
Underneath a rock, like we've all done at some stage. I have done myself, you know. So just be more aware, and maybe look out for any elderly people or someone that's maybe not well at the moment. Like, we are all in a community and we're all supposed to look out for each other. But maybe look out for someone if someone's relative have passed away, or call in some once a week and just make sure they're okay, you know. And if not, just... Be a person of point of concern.
And talking about crime, you wouldn't remember. I remember you used to be able to go out and leave your key in the door.
Yeah.
You know, those kids would be out playing and
you could leave the door open in the back lane and leave the walking out, you know. But crime now is huge, and even online fraud as well. People are getting emails regarding banking, even revenue as well. So just be wary, even with, if people are new to the internet or new to smartphones, not to give your personal details out.
Now, there's huge scams going on out there on the internet, and it's
and some of them are very convincing as well. Like, I often got one or two scam emails and look, Jesus, that does look pretty good, and you're thinking to yourself as well, you know.
The revenue commissioners, you get one from them saying you're due a rebate. And, and the logo looks very, it's very good, but people don't contact you to give you money, you know.
No. Very rarely, anyway. Yeah.
So let's talk about the budget. You know, Fianna Fáil post budget.
Yeah, Fianna Fáil post budget. We, Michael McGrath and Willie O'Dea, worked hard to get the 5-year increase for the Olay's pensioners. Unfortunately, it didn't come straight away. It's coming in the new year. Same with the job seeker and the other grades as well. I think that's coming in March. Some issues that we didn't get resolved on this occasion would have been, say, the telephone allowance, which would have been good, and the debt burial grant. They're two important issues that still need to be raised going forward. We're in the confidence and supply agreement, so we're in our first quarter of the three year term of confidence supply, which we've done with Fine Gael, and it's probably important that we maintain that as well with a certain shock with bricks exits, which have happened in the last 6 months.
And you mentioned things aren't happening till next year. The giveaways aren't happening till next year, but the increases come in overnight, and a lot of people are miffed about that. You know,
it's kind of catch 22. In a way as well. You know, I think the Christmas bonus or the Christmas increase, I think that's happening this year. I think it's gone up to 85%.
Yeah,
I think that's happened on the first week, last week in November, or the first week in December. And my friends, old age pensioners, they are not happy. They're not getting their increase straight away. You know,
and as well as that, their fuel allowance was cut by, I think, 6 weeks.
Yeah,
the amount of time that they get their fuel allowance was cut.
It's getting shorter as well.
And I
even found last 2 days, you know, you can feel the difference of the coldness and the weather as well, you know. And we have to remember, these are the people who would have supported Comedy, paid the taxes, most of them all
helped build the country.
They built the country, they built the infrastructure, you know. And to be honest, we should be looking at after our elders, you know.
Now, Fianna Fáil, you're in government with Fine Gael. Now, an awful lot of people were very, very surprised at that, to say the least, because I think when you wanted to be elected, you were saying that we'll never go into government with Fianna Fáil.
We're in confidence of supply. Yeah. We didn't vote for Enda Kenny whatsoever. We nominated Micheál Martin 3 times as Taoiseach.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the votes weren't there at the present moment, but it looked like how we've been going up in the polls and the work ethic of the party, we should achieve as Micheál Martin as Taoiseach going forward.
And do you think this minority government will last?
It's hard to say. Would Brexit exit really happen? Would Donald Trump would be in president of America? I'd like to personally see Micheál Martin as Taoiseach of the country. I believe he's a credible leader. I think he's honest. He has the capable skills and qualities. We probably need to keep a competent supply agreement to try to honour for another year or so, especially with the shocks that have happened to Ireland with Brexit, you know. And we should, Fianna Fáil have called for a minister for a minister for to look after the fair Briggs exit.
Yeah, and you know, there's an awful lot going on. Listen, Alan, just tell us about a little bit about yourself. What are your ambitions? Are you going to stay within Fianna Fáil? Are you going to try and get out there onto the county councils? Or what's your ambitions?
At the moment is keep going on Committee 15. There's probably another Ardesh in April. Of 2017, no dates. Hopefully, it should be in Dublin. I'll go for re-election, and I'd like to aim for running in the local elections in 2019. And Fianna Fáil is hoping to be running candidates in the north of Ireland as well in 2019.
Okay, is there anything now you'd like to mention, like to add?
Yeah, one or two things I want to add. This weekend, Fianna Fáil is run a Bricks Exit issue and Impact. This is on Saturday the 12th in the Carrickdale Hotel. All details are available on www.fiannafail.ie, or you can email Dundalk Conference at fiannafail.ie to register. It's a free event. With Charlie O'Connor TD from Donegal chairing the first session, and Sean Hottie TD is chairing the second session from 12:30 to 2:30, along with Dara Bryan from Fingal will be running there.
Sean, I spoke to Sean a couple of occasions before about different things, but since he's been elected, he's been too busy to come in and talk to us. So maybe when you see him, maybe
I'll say that to him anyway. I'll say that to him on Saturday or so later on myself.
The information it's www.fiannafail.ie.
Yeah, there's all information on that. If anyone wants to contact details of any of our local county councillors. For Sean Hottie, all the contact details are available on that, and most of them have their websites as well. Just one other thing, along with the Bricks Exit, I think we really need to appoint someone. And Kenny is Taoiseach, and he kind of have an organisation rather than leadership role, but we should maybe appoint someone like Peter Sutherland, Mary McLeish, or even Bono. To go along, and to like, and we have embassies all around Europe to go along to the 27 states, go and come back to us and report back to us in 2 years, and we have the issue of the north regarding the border. I know Enda Kenny, I think yesterday was at an Irish Times, he said there would be, the border won't be going ahead, which is good, but we need to play kind of a two twin track system here. One we need to play with the UK, and the other one we need to work with the other member states with trade, and we need to keep the free movement of people from Ireland and UK, because we have a lot of close social and economic links with the UK.
Yeah, and as we said, it's going to be a very, very interesting next 12 months as regards Brexit with Trump. Lots of things happening. Unfortunately, now the clock has beaten us. So, if there's anything else you want to mention?
We had the National Youth Conference that was on the weekend on Saturday, and we had James Stahl, who was elected Ogre Uachtaráin of Fianna Fáil, Niamh Traynor, which is Dublin Fingal, and we had the local person in Dublin Bay North, Aveen Matten. She was elected as Dublin organiser. Yeah. As well, so on Dublin we can see the strength coming back in our youth organisation as well. If anybody have any questions or like to join Fianna Fáil itself, you can drop me a text or 085-212-0019, or you can even tweet me on just A_Bracken, BRACKEN, and you can follow me on Twitter to see what I'm up to or all my updates. And
so just the number again, 085?
212-0019. Or they can just join onto the website as well. Yep. Membership, Fianna Fáil, sign up as a member, and we'll be in touch shortly.
Okay, Alan, listen, thanks very much for coming in, and we'll talk again and anything that's coming up or anything that's happening.
Cool, that's perfect, John. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Alan.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.